The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
All right.
We need
I didn't want to put on cowboy hat and cowboy boots when I do the show. Yes, you guys are tuned in to John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. I am your guest host for today. Hopefully to brighten up your drive time home. You know, it is Friday. I know everybody's getting ready to either do a little shopping or spend a little time with family, you know, doing whatever have you. Although it seems, though, today is being turned into a holiday. Now, I don't know what's going on with January 6th political stuff. I know that a nomination for Trump has been thrown in for Speaker of the House. Anything besides that, I don't know. So if you would like to call in and talk about that, maybe even educate me, feel free to do so, okay? Absolutely feel free to do so. If you don't know the phone number, then you know what? You're SOL. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to call in. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Once again, the phone number is 800-313-9443. But if you'd like to save us a few dimes here at the station, you can always call the local number at 512-248-8252. Once again, the local number is 512-248-8252. Yes, most definitely. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. And during the second hour, we're going to have a wild man on the show to talk about one of our favorite rappers. Who's been in the news lately? Oh, yeah. That's just a little sweet treat for you guys. I know it's not news that you usually hear about, especially when it's not flattering news towards the government. Oh, I'm going to enjoy talking about this one. So I'm going to put the board back up here just so I can keep track of what's going on. And we'll get on with the show. So, yeah, there are people who are suggesting that we have a brand new holiday. Time to join together with loved ones and celebrate America's newest holiday, January 6th. And I am not in any disagreement with that. We had a group of American patriots join together in an attempt, I don't want to say take over, but at least impose upon our corrupt government. Now, the government wants to call these people domestic terrorists. Well, you know, George Washington was a domestic terrorist. Ben Franklin was a domestic terrorist. Who else? Thomas Jefferson. John Adams. All domestic terrorists, right? But yet, we celebrate them on federal holidays as the greatest patriots to ever exist. It's almost like folklore. It's almost become a mythology because nothing like that has ever happened since. Well, with the exception of the so-called insurrection, you want to call it that, whatever. Hey, happy National Insurrection Day. I think, you know, for the first time in 250 years, anymore, something patriotic has happened. I mean, if you don't want to count the Civil War, a jump in progress for the American way. American patriots saying, you know, forget the fact that the government has armed police, the unconstitutional standing army. Forget the fact that we could be all shot to hell. Forget the fact that we may be called terrorists. Forget the fact that we may all be thrown into a deep, dark pit to never be found again, despite you having civil rights. These people stood up for what was right, and constitutionally, okay? These people, we have a Second Amendment, right, that says we should remove our corrupt government by the barrel of a gun. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But these people attempted to do it without guns. What did the liberals have to say about that? You know, I got my ear to the glass. What they have to say about that? How can you label a group of people domestic terrorists with, they didn't have bombs, they didn't have guns. Hell, nobody has so much as a pocket knife. They moved in with the shield of sovereignty, walked in and occupied the Capitol building. Peacefully. Had to be. If anybody was punching and kicking, well, the police were there. They would have been handcuffed. What do liberals have to say about that? How can anybody say anything about that? Now, I hope this comes to a lawsuit. I do know, what I've been told, you know, luckily, you know, keep some people keep me updated. Hopefully there will be a lawsuit for those people who've been jailed and sue the hell out of the government. I've seen a couple interviews, one in particular that really made me angry because there's a guy, they just started throwing false charges on people. I believe there's a guy who was released and he got put on some kind of release conditions stating that he wouldn't do interviews for a certain amount of time and that he could not profit off of any information concerning the occupation for 5 years. He had to sign a contract. They neutered him. But he finally said screw it and did an interview anyways. And the charges on him, felony charges, theft of government property. Why? Because he was standing next to a podium that got moved that he happened to be standing next to. It was not in his possession nor removed from government property. But yet he was charged. The absurdity of such things. It's... It makes me think, you know, just from top to bottom, that's like coming across the cop who doesn't like you, doesn't like your demeanor, who's having a bad day. When you've done nothing wrong, all of a sudden you're on the ground, beat up. You've got jaywalking charges on you. Obstruction of justice, resisting arrest, an assault of a police officer, just because he didn't like your attitude. Seeing that on the street level, but transfer that all the way up to the highest levels of government. The charges that they can just throw on you, that's absolutely ridiculous, absurd, unrealistic. It's corruption at its finest. You know, earlier today, I'm actually watching some of the Afro Man footage, and we will get to it, of the police raiding Afro Man's nice large house. And the little miss that's here, she's like, "Well, you don't think that happens here? You don't think that happens? You know, what about Romania? It just happens all over Europe." But that's not the point. Yeah, it's corruption. I know it happens places, but this is the United States we're talking about. We're supposed to be setting an example. A moralistic example. We're supposed to be, you know, we're world policing right now. Quote-unquote, spreading democracy. But we're supposed to be acting it better than everybody else. If we're pushing our superiority, you shouldn't be doing the same thing the other criminals are doing. You need to, put your money where your mouth is. But they always got their foot where their mouth is. We already have a world full of criminals. We don't need a world full of criminals with badges. You've been wondering why society is not getting any better. It's because we've doubled down on the BS. Doubled down. Tripled down on it because there's so many corporations that get paid off of the government corruption. Tripled down on it. Oh, wow. Okay, so I have a list here of how to celebrate your January 6th. All right, I'm gonna stop ranting because I'm getting angrier and angrier. Let's make this a little bit more festive, shall we? All right, so it says, okay, I'm gonna replace a word in this first suggestion. There are 10 suggestions here because it's speaking about one social network. I'm gonna go ahead and replace it with another social network. Yeah, so it says, share your celebration plans with all your friends on, I'm gonna say, tlbtalk.com. Yeah, why? Because unlike Parler, we've never been shut down. All right, the government's never shut us down. We are not on Amazon or Google or Facebook servers. All right, we got our own private farm set up. Ain't no government gonna tell us to do anything. Not unlawfully. Anyhow, we know Parler was shut down unlawfully. But TLB Talk, hey, we're doing our thing. And that is the true home of the Patriots, all right? Yeah, Gab giving over list of people over to the feds so they can mark them down as potential terrorists. Which they probably should, since that's where all the white supremacists are, and where two of the shooters have come from in recent past. Okay, maybe. Parler just, when they were told to shut down, they just bent over, grabbed their ankles, said, yes, sir. TLBtalk.com? We're not going to do that. We have no need to be, we're way above all that stuff. Okay? So definitely join up with TLBtalk.com. Yeah, so as I mentioned before, it says, this is number two. Gather the whole family around TV to watch the big Macy's Gen Day Parade. It says, this year, the balloons are shaped like all your favorite insurrectionists. Yes, even Wacky Podium Guy. Yeah, the podium guy was fun. He gave a great interview. I hope you guys find his stuff and watch it online. All right? Good stuff. I want one of those balloons. If somebody, I'm gonna have to look for that footage too of this parade when I get off the air. But anyhow, I do know we gotta take a very short commercial break coming up here. And then we will have our long segment. Yeah, because I gotta grab a drink here. And then now.
If Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Now God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes, hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere, no one takes the blame. But evil is still evil in anybody's name. If dirt were a dollar, if dirt.
All right. Yes. Happy Insurrection Day, everybody. I'm just going through the list here of the 10 things to do to celebrate the holiday. And boy, are they funny. I don't think they're actually serious, but hey, if you want to do them, go ahead, do them. So I think, okay, we left off on number two, so let's go straight to number three. Number three says, perform a historical reenactment of the violent bloody battle of wandering slowly through your city hall taking photos. The violent surge on our nation's capital can easily be recreated by ages three and up. For added flair, open all the gates and move barriers to the side in remembrance of the police officers who did exactly that. Aww. Yeah, we should do that at every city capital. Do that at your town hall, too. That should, I'm going to push this every year on January 6th. This is actually fun stuff. Oh, and, okay. Number four. You guys are going to love this one. Make sure to put out Tang, orange Tang, and cookies for Trumpy Claws. He won't leave a signed check on the podium unless you stole it. Oh, man. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Number five. Hide fraudulent ballots around the house for the kids to find. A great home activity for your young ones. It's never too early to sow doubt in a democratic system. I'm loving this. This is great. Oh, I don't celebrate holidays, guys. I don't. Not really. But this, I might celebrate. In fact, I think next year, I might celebrate it and make YouTube videos of it and get it out there. I've got to spark this up. This is really awesome. Number six, dress up as a buffalo. Dress to impress. The buffalo is the noblest of creatures to be hunted. So majestic. Yeah, well, you could dress up as a buffalo. I guess it's better than a rhino. I mean, am I right? I mean, come on, come on, come on. We've got number seven. Gather the family around the fire to re-listen to Trump's speech ordering you to loot, kill, and destroy. Okay, so he explicitly said to be peaceful, but we know what he really meant, right? Yes, let's just go ahead and put words into his mouth, as the Democrats love to do. The libtard translation, right? Because that's exactly, what Trump wanted us to do. Absolutely. And so, we're going to go to eight here. I think we have enough time for eight. Let's just go ahead and do eight. Conduct reading of Pelosi's written refusal of Trump's request to have 10,000 National Guard on standby. There may be no record of this refusal, but imagining what it did say makes for a great party game. Your kids will love eating ice cream and pretending to be the House of Speaker. To be the House Speaker. Yeah, hey, we might as well make a board game out of this, right? This sounds like something that can be put together. You know what? Actually, forget that. Scratch that. I don't want you taking my idea on this. I think I'm going to contact Milton Bradley and see if we can get something going. Make a few coins off this thing. What do you think? All right. Well, anyways, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Sounds like something I would have remixed. You gotta shoot that bumper to me at some point in time, Mike. Yeah, that's right. We've got Mike on the digital wheels of steel. Keeping the show moving, keeping the show moving. That's right. Yeah, I'm bad company today. I know the feds freaking hate my guts. And hey, that just means I'm doing something right. That's the saying now. if you're making them mad, that means you're doing something right. Oh, snap, five-finger death punch. I have a lot of five-finger death punch. I remember hearing that one. Okay. That's good stuff. Good information. All right. Well, so, yeah, if you're just tuning in, we are going through some of the brand new holiday traditions that we should be involved in going forward on January 6th. Happy Insurrection Day, everybody. We're going to list 10 things here, and I do believe we are on number 9. So, number 9, surround your house with concertina wire and 25,000 National Guardsmen for 9 months. If you want to be patriotic, you're going to have to leave those decorations up for the long haul. The razor wire will complement the Christmas lights you forgot to take down anyways. That's a nice joke. Obviously, you can't do a lot of these things, but hey, you know, it is what it is. It's definitely getting the point across, though, of the absurdity of the situation. And yeah, number 10, most importantly, just go about your life like 99.9999999% of Trump supporters did last year. It's what Trump would have wanted. Well, I could most definitely agree with that one. Definitely going on about your lives. Most definitely learn from the situation. Learn from the situation, and I would say not just go along with your everyday lives, but you also need to start prepping. You need to start preparing. Oh, well, you know. Still the kind of things a patriot should be doing. I'll just say that. A patriot who has the nation's best interest at heart, you know, your fellow citizens, your local government, and definitely keep your eye on the feds. They're keeping their eye on you, after all. I mean, am I right? I'm not the only one that feels the evil eye on their necks. So, this is what it is. Yeah, so, says, remember, have a safe and fun January 6th. Patriots, stop the steal. USA, USA. Yeah. It's definitely something that we should... Again, I think we should try to turn into an official holiday, a federal holiday. Yeah. If we can have Gay Pride Month for all of, what's it, June, can't we all come together and just have a happy Insurrection Day? Can we come together? Can we just throw away those terms of Democrats, liberals, conservatives, rhinos, etc.? Can we just come together and just have a day of we will not be pushed around by the government day? I'm not asking for a purge, although that would be nice too. Anybody seen the movie The Purge? Well, actually, you know what? Why not? One day of the year, we decide who is the criminals in government, and we just go and get rid of them. The whole nation becomes a standing army. Clean out the trash. Once a year. How about that? Can we turn Insurrection Day into Purge Day? I tell you, I don't know. This is way too much. Having to deal with these criminals in public office. It's too much. So, I don't know. Is Trump really a nomination for a Speaker of the House? I don't know. I know Mike has probably heard a lot more about this stuff than me. Mike, do you want to chime in for a couple of notes?
Well, I can do a quick synopsis from what I checked out briefly today. It looks like it, I don't know if this is for the best or for the worst, but this whole McCarthy thing is really, he's making all these concessions that are essentially weakening the whole Speaker of the House position, probably like forever. So I don't know, man. I'm trying to stay abreast of the, you know, latest, and it's just such an ongoing thing. It's probably already got some new news out from the, you know, 45 minutes ago when I was looking. So I don't know. It's hard to say, man. It just really seems like one of those poop shows at this point, and I don't think it's going to work out in our favor.
Well, okay, so nobody made any concessions while Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House.
Well, they're saying it's been 100 years since they've not just had, like, one vote that just did one and done. So it's been 100 years. And I'm like, and now, we're at vote, now that like, Trump 12?
Well, now that Trump could possibly be Speaker of the House, now it's time to totally destroy that position altogether. Right.
Oh, there you go. That's probably a good point. I hadn't thought of that one, but I'm sure that's somewhere in there.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's essentially kind of what they did while he was president. I mean, how many times was he opposed by the judges, even the very own judges he put in place? I mean, it seemed like the whole system turned on Trump when he was in office. I mean, that's my view.
Well, I always like to point out, everybody thought Trump was so cool, and Trump, oh, you know, that's, you know, rappers and pop culture people, you know, it's Trump, he's so cool, he's you know, the golden boy, the poster child for wealth and the American dream. And then, like, what, I guess just what he said on the campaign trail just really, really messed everything up. I don't know. Got the whole system against him, or we got the real big brain thing is, oh well, Trump was just a you know, controlled opposition or a dupe. So you can't win with anybody out here, I guess.
If he was controlled opposition, then why is the current Democratic Party, which is in power, scrambling so hard, scrambling like NATO jets to neutralize him as a political opponent? That doesn't make any sense if he's just with the opposition. I think Trump is too big-headed. Trump is too... He's his own rogue agent. Trump wants to do what Trump wants to do. His ego is much bigger than that of the government or any secret society controlling the world nations. I mean, that's why he liked hanging out with, Kim Jong-il? Or Sung, or whatever, I lose track of him. And Putin. I mean, because these guys, dictators they may be, but they are in full control of their governments. And I think he kind of envied that, of course. Everybody kind of saw that. But him hanging around these guys, which these people are supposedly our worst enemies, on the globe, right? North Korea and Russia. But him being in office, it kind of guaranteed us that we would not be in war with these people, with these nations. Guaranteed us. Oh, Trump's colluding with the enemies. No, as a president, you're supposed to work towards world peace. You know, I think people lost sight of that since we've had nothing but war presidents for the past, I don't know, since we've had a president. People are not actually understanding that we're supposed to be working towards world peace. At least national sovereignty and economic prosperity. But when you have a world of globalism, we're all connected via technology and travel, we have to have world economic and political policies put into place that is going to serve pretty much everybody. But you've got greed, you've got lunatics in power that want everything for themselves, which is why nothing will ever fully work. You know, I think that's, we had kind of like a silver age with Trump in office. North Korea didn't give a damn about us. Putin didn't, you know, Russia didn't give a damn about us. But all of a sudden, we've got CIA control, old Biden in office, and we're having a proxy war with Russia. Because the CIA, like the the feminine secret ladyboys that they are, have hard-ons for those big old Russian stallions over here. It's gross. I mean, move on. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, you know, the gross stalker. You know, that incel gross stalker that just cave-dwelling pedophile lives in mama's basement and stalking someone that just won't give them the time of day. The CIA needs to get over it. We need to stop giving them blank checks to go and do whatever the hell they want to do with Russia. Because one of these days, the creeper is going to get caught in the bushes. He's going to fall into the window one of these days. And guess what? That woman's going to pull out a gun and blow his freaking brains out. One of these days, the CIA will cross the line, and it'll be evident for everybody else to see, and they will be dealt with. They'll be handled accordingly, as they should. I'm almost waiting for the day the CIA messes up. I can't wait. I'm going to be traveling all over the world. I'm going to be talking to third world nation intelligence agencies. I'm going to be sharing what I know about the illegal technology that these people have and how to counter it. So, I don't know. Guys, if you find out I'm dead one day, just please understand why. Unfortunately, this is a mission that I have to do. I've been pushed and pushed and pushed to the point of no return. I'm going to do the patriotic thing. I'm going to do the right thing. It's not just going to be intelligence war against nation against nation. Right now, the whole world's being controlled by the CIA virtually because there's no opposition to the tech that they have. All right, let me take a very, 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 very short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
We have not been able to hear from the police. They have not responded to us to find out what it was that made them believe that you had drugs or whatever else in the house. What do you know? What do you theorize?
They took like some roaches and a vape pen and a jar of CBD. I think they thought I had like hundreds and thousands of pounds or something like that. I really don't. They didn't have to run up my driveway with AR-15s and all kind of assault weapons. But I would have gladly just given that to them. So I don't know what's behind, you know, destroying all my, you know, just for those few things, you know, they could have just asked me for that. They said they want me to come down and make a statement. You know, I need a lawyer. I don't know why they came here like this. So it's like, you know, if Ben Crump, if you're listening, I'm trying to get a hold to you. I don't know what's going on.
So they do the raid, come up with nothing, and then they're asking you to come in and make a statement.
Right. They could have told me to do that in the first place, or they could have told me if they could have just knocked on the door and that they needed the two or three roaches that they found laying around.
I know you had posted something about a burglary that happened at your home recently. You weren't satisfied with how the police were responding. Tell us about that.
I go to work. I go on tour and people break in my house. And, you know, the insurance people, you know, they'll replace some of the stuff that gets taken, but they want a police report. They don't want you just making up. I don't know, whatever. So I had to get a police report. So I called the police and they took 3 days to come out to my house. And the one guy comes out, he takes the report. You know, he says, OK, we'll let you know. And I was following up with the progress of the case. And I guess the consistency of my calls was irritating them. And, you know, they told me, you know, if you keep calling up here, you know, it will get addressed. And I got a funny vibe. So I fell back.
Wait,
you know?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that wording you just said there, is that what they said there? That if you keep calling, it will be addressed? The only reason I ask is the way you said it, and I don't know if that's the way it landed on you, but the way you said it, it almost sounded like a threat, like, keep calling here and we're going to...
A cop speaks politically correct. He ain't going to tell me, hey, dude, I'm gonna do this. Hey, man, you keep calling up. In other words, stop calling up there.
Yep. So that was Afro Man. And we're going to be talking about what happened to him in the next hour. We have Nickelback Daryl here with us as well as one of his favorite entertainers. Yeah, I would also like to give Adams County a call and see what they have to say about this publicly on the air. Let's see if we can get anywhere with that. I think that would be nice. So I know this stuff happened about 4 months ago, but it has become super relevant because, you know, this has happened underneath the nose of the whole Andrew Tate situation. And Afro Man released some songs talking about what happened. So we'll come back with that after the top of the hour break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.